This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Lynn and Uma with you on the evening edition. Our next story takes a look at escalating medical costs. Now, this one's from The Star, and it's a rather frightening proposition that doctor visits may cost at least three times as much next year.
This is specifically saying that the cost of general practitioners,
GP, yes,
for their consultations right now, it's between 10 ringgit and 35, and that's due to be increased to between 35 ringgit and 125 ringgit. And they said that the last time that this revision happened was 2006. So it's
correct.
Actually been 12 years.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a frightening prospect, but it's also one that needs to be put in some context, right? For GPs, for private practitioners, all of their charges are regulated by an Act of Parliament. And so essentially, if you are a private practitioner, dentists don't count, by the way, this is just for general medicine, there is a rate card, if you will. First consultancy, you can only charge this much, second consultancy, this much, and so on. The other thing that needs to be put into context, of course, private hospitals are not subject to the same kind of restrictions.
Which is why you see price fluctuations around, yes.
So if you are someone who is going to private medical healthcare, one interesting thing to look out for, which I started looking out for after I learned this, was if you look at how much the doctor's charges are versus the hospital charges, the doctor's charges are minuscule in comparison to rubber gloves, 500 ringgit.
Yes,
what?
Tissue.
Yes, yep. Exactly. They itemize everything.
And in this case, there's also the fact that it's about complexity of illness. So
yes.
Depending on that, that will determine the consultation charge. And the ceiling for that is 125. I do worry, though, that this is going to make... I mean, when it comes to medicine and how you choose where to go, it's always that balance between how much time do I have and how much do I want to pay.
Yes.
Because, of course, if you have a lot of time and you don't mind waiting, then government is fine.
Yes.
You know, we're very lucky in that sense that our government setup is great.
And it's practically free.
It is almost there. But of course, for most people, I think, who just want a quick in and out, who lead busy lives, private is the way to go. And this is, I'm just concerned that this is going to create more of an influx towards government.
Right. Well, I think that's why there is a band, right? 35 to 125.
Yes.
I mean, it's not like everyone is going to pakat and just charge the highest amount. It's based on skill, ability, all of that stuff, convenience, location, all of that comes into play as to how much a GP is going to charge for that first consult.
And I think with GPs also, a big part of their job is to build relationships and rapport in wherever it is that they are practicing. Because the idea is that you should be building... Most GPs are family practitioners, right?
Mm-hmm.
You do want to really know your patients. And you're not going to be able to do that if you overcharge them and they leave.
But also, in the Malaysia of 2018, if your GP's charges for that first consult is 10 and 35 ringgit, that's actually very, very low. Especially when you think about this individual's a doctor. They had gone through 5, 6, 7 years of training. They have spent close to 700,000 ringgit on a medical degree. If you studied overseas, maybe about 300,000-ish if you studied locally. And then you're charging them 10 ringgit for a consult. I mean, it really... You're not paying them what their skill is worth.
That's right, yeah.
Right.
I do think, as you said, that band is important.
Yes, the band is very important.
And that hopefully people will be able to adapt to that.
Yeah, correct. We're going to cross over now to Azrul Muhammad Khalib, the CEO of the Galen Centre for Health and Social Policy. Azrul, Lynn and I were talking earlier a little bit about how these prices are set. Can you give us a little more detail on consultation fees in private clinics and how they're decided in the first place?
Well, the Ministry of Health generally determines what private clinics will be able to charge. So you have a floor and you have a ceiling. And within that range, clinics can decide on their own as to what should be charged for their particular clinic. Malaysia has a little bit of a free market system. So generally, people are free to choose which clinics they want to go for. And sometimes you do look at how much they charge consultation fees. So you can expect there to be a difference between in the rural areas and the urban areas.
So talk to us about the reasons for this current revision and perhaps why the price increase is this threefold number.
Well, certainly when you look at the justification for the increase in consultation rates, there is a rationale behind it. It's been, more than 10 years since the last revision. The quality of living has gone up. The inflation rate continues to be as such. There has been an increase in the cost of products and services. So generally, there is a need with regards to an increase in the consultation rate. However, this does bring to question as to how much should the increase be. So I can't speak for the Ministry of Health, and I don't know how the threefold increase was obtained, but certainly I would agree that there is justification for an increase in the rate.
Would this price hike affect the cost of other things like medicines and testing?
Well, from a technical standpoint, it shouldn't. This is strictly an increase in consultation fees. But as you can imagine, there might be some other detrimental impact with regards to an increase in these fees with regards to the overall cost of those services. So from a technical standpoint, no.
Are you concerned that this might end up pushing more people out of being able to access healthcare?
This is a serious concern. Medical inflation last year was 12.7%. This year, it's expected to be around 17%. And the significant change in terms of the consultation charge of this much as being proposed will inevitably result in there being a higher rate of medical inflation, certainly more than what we're currently seeing. So this will have an impact towards not only the smaller private clinic, but also to the large specialist hospitals. And it needs to be mentioned here that medical inflation for Malaysia is actually the third highest amongst Asian countries after India at 14% and Indonesia at 13%. So some of the negative repercussions that we're going to see as a result of applying this new rate will be it will push people to and increase their dependence of the public healthcare facilities, which are currently overstretched, overburdened, and lacking sufficient resources to handle the increased patient load. It will also result in a negative impact on health-seeking behavior, where people may opt out altogether of looking for healthcare for themselves. So, I mean, these two significant repercussions alone could be a direct opposite to what the Ministry of Health actually intends to achieve with regards to this adjustment in consultation rates.
Azrul, would there be expectations for the government to introduce measures to mitigate some of these repercussions?
Well, I do hope that the Ministry of Health continues to carry out as much consultation as possible, especially amongst patient groups and the people who inevitably will be impacted by these increased in charges, because it all boils back down to the ability and willingness of people to pay. If people are unable to pay the amount of charges that they are proposing, then what will happen is that the public health sector will be overburdened by an influx of patients who will inevitably be looking to them to provide healthcare. So I think what needs to be done here is to have a review of the proposed increases and see again what is most suitable to cope with the current situation with regards to healthcare in the country.
All right, Azrul, thank you very much for your thoughts. That was Azrul Muhammad Khalid, the CEO of the Galen Centre for Health and Social Policy, on this potential hike in GP costs. You can call us on 03-77-109-000 with your thoughts on the matter. We've got Laila on the line. Hi, Laila. Thank you so much for holding. What are your thoughts on this potential increase?
Hi. I do agree with the increase based on inflation and cost of living of doctors and everything. However, I have to say that some clinic step I've went through, too, the doctors are not very thorough. So I feel like they don't really, for lack of a better word, deserve this increment. I feel like there needs to be a check and balance. And also constant retesting of doctors and seeing whether they are still up to date. Like, for example, I'm allergic to certain medications and the doctor actually prescribed me related type of medication. Mm.
And was this at a GP?
Yeah.
Right.
And it was a well-known chain of GP.
I see.
Yeah. So I believe that, you know, when someone has their own private practice, they would really try hard to keep it. But for this chain of GPs, they're not very thorough, I feel. So, and they charge more than the other private practices, I feel.
All right, Lila, thank you so much for your thoughts. And I think there's an interesting notion of constant testing.
Well, James actually, via message, agrees with Lila, saying that GP fees to increase, fair enough. Does this mean their quality will increase as well?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, but I think there's also a risk, and I'm not going to name names, but given the escalating cost, you have stories and anecdotal stories of doctors who have been slightly more ruthless in the sense that when you go for a basic consult, you'll suddenly come away with all kinds of other tests, scans, blood tests, and procedures because that they can charge for, right? We've got the news coming your way, so don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Evening Edition on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.